and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Friends and Politics. But I suspect we will wander off that topic because of current events. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to BruceSallen.com. Hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page when you get there, and there's a drop-down menu offering you all sorts of goodies. Today we have Wayne Levine for the Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and Jody Okun is joining us for the Women's Room. You can follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Allen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, and also I have a new newsletter, so stay in the loop and sign up to receive my newsletter, just a weekly newsletter. It's on the homepage at BruceAllen.com. No spam, no solicitations. You'll just get a once-a-week update on what's going on. The new A Dad's Point of View comic strip, because I said so, the current one is called Dad Goes Vegan. Now remember, I'm not that dad, but I've actually gone vegan too, and it's quite an interesting challenge. I also have a 12 Most column up today. It actually was posted yesterday, and it's getting an incredible amount of attention. If you go to 12most.com, it's called the 12 Most Educational Lessons for Kids Going Off to College. And of course, it's inspired by the fact that my firstborn is going off to college in the fall. I also did a vlog, my I'm Not That Dad vlog. The current one is My Little Boy is Going to College, so it's all sort of tied in. It is time for the A Dad's Point of View life lesson, so let's take a listen.
You got to action to weigh the positive elimi. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
You gotta spread.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Life lessons from Charlotte. Charlotte can teach us a great deal. Charlotte doesn't complain. Charlotte is happy all the time. Charlotte is deaf, has one eye, and bad arthritis. She also has a bad back and a distinct limp due to an earlier injury. She's decidedly in her elder years, yet she doesn't give up. She has had several surgeries and comes out of them with a cheerful disposition. There's a lot to learn from her bravery and positive spirit. She is an inspiration in our home. Charlotte is our dog. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's what it is.
Wow. I'm almost speechless because Charlotte passed away yesterday. And I don't always know which life lesson we're going to play. And I wrote a column called Life Lessons from Charlotte and recorded that life lesson a while ago. And my producer, Richard, just plays them in order. And I'm sitting here a bit stunned, reflecting on the irony that this was the one played. If I had thought of it, I would have thought of playing it in honor of Charlotte. Charlotte was an inspirational dog, a special dog. She was my wife's companion for a very long time. And in many ways, because my wife had no biological children, this was her only child. She's very attached to her stepsons. But this dog was there for her in times of crisis, much as my dogs were there for me in similar times of crisis. And the attachment and the feelings you experience when you lose an animal cannot be minimized. Obviously, animals are different than people, but the emotional reaction can be very much the same. So my heartfelt condolences go directly to my wife, and I know how bad she feels. We all feel bad. We loved Charlotte, and she was an inspiration, much as the life lesson went on. There's another irony, because there was another death that took place yesterday, and that was the suicide of Junior Seau. Junior was a 20-year NFL player, also a USC star. I am not a big NFL fan. I'm more neutral. It's not that I don't like it. So I don't know the players by name that often, except for, of course, the big names. But what I do know, and what has been talked about a lot, is why would this young man, because he was 43, I believe, take his own life, especially with three teenage kids? And we don't know, and maybe we will find out. There was evidently no suicide note. But what I do know, and what I heard ironically on the drive up to Santa Barbara this morning, where I broadcast each week, was another radio show talk host talking to a NFL sports person. And they were talking about something I really do understand, and I call it the price of fame. When you have that stardom and then it's gone, life takes on a different meaning for you. And if you do not find something of value to replace in your life, you will be potentially lost. And I experienced a little of that myself, not anywhere near on the scale of a sports star or a big actor or actress or a music star that shines for a while and then their career goes away. I experienced it during my showbiz years when I was briefly head of television movies at ABC, and I was treated very well by the community, the showbiz community. I was paid well. I got all these perks. And when I left, much of that went away. And then when I left showbiz, it all went away. And it was a weird feeling. And it was nowhere near the scale of Junior Seau or any other celebrity that has found their life significantly reduced or diminished, even though they shouldn't look at it that way, after their heyday has passed. But I understand it. And I think the biggest thing to do if you're in that place is recognize that it may not continue. I think it is also different for men, and I'm very eager to hear what Wayne Levine has to say about this. We may or may not get to the topic of friends and politics today, which is this week's A Dad's Point of View column, because I'm a little more struck by these deaths, the death of my wife's dog, which I don't need to belabor any further, but more the death of this young former NFL player. It's very, very sad. And every time a parent takes their life, I am extra almost angry. I know that there's often mental illness and depression and reasons behind a suicide, but it is a selfish act. And you leave kids and potentially spouses and other family members and certain friends with horrible things that they will have to deal with their whole life. The lesson, of course, is get help. If you're in trouble, get help. And I gather one of the creeds that was discussed on the radio show I listened to this morning was that much like soldiers, NFL players are in essence sort of warriors. And there's a sort of honor code and a dismissal of anything that might not be blatantly obvious. I mean, if you have a broken bone and it's not broken through the skin, you play. I don't mean literally, but figuratively. So anything resembling mental illness or mental weakness is just considered that, a weakness. And it shouldn't be. Mental illness is every bit as real as cancer or heart disease. It's just not as accepted and as understood. And we all like to think, okay, come on, just snap out of it. It's not that easy. It is just not that easy. I am in a sober mood as I reflected on the life lesson we played, so forgive my little lack of energy. Tonight, by the way, I'm in a very good mood because we're doing a dad chat tonight with another favorite chat of mine called College Cash. And in fact, the College Cash founder, Jody Okun, will be on our show. It will be very interesting. And please mark your calendars for May 17th when Guy Kawasaki will be co-hosting Dad Chat. That will be a big evening, and we will be talking about his new book, What the Plus, which is an ebook only. First time he's ever done that. He's had 11 or 12 published books, and this is the first time he did it, and it's all about Google Plus. Sponsored slots are open. If you are interested, just write me at bruce@bruceallen.com. I think it is time for a break, so we'll be back with Wayne Levine in the men's room after these messages. Bruce Allen, you know what to do. Bruce Allen, father of